We're going to finish up the Tehillim that we started of Imesh Kachech, the famous Tehillim of Imesh Kachech, Kuflam and Zayim. We mentioned yesterday the idea that it's a fascinating parallel that Yom Yerushalayim is a day that's referring to the destruction of Yerushalayim. Even though today's modern Yom Yerushalayim is a time of rejoicing, of reclaiming Yerushalayim, here in the Tehillim, Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom is Yom Yerushalayim, Ha'om Aro Arayi Yisod Ba. So the Tehillim itself goes from a sense of mourning to a sense of vengeance. So if you notice, in the beginning it says, they asked us, we quoted from the Malbim, they asked us, even when we're living in wonderful homes on river fronts, and they want us to sing, we say, there's no way we're going to sing, because Shir Mitzion, which is the song of the country, we're not going to sing, because our song of a country is really a Shir Hashem. Notice the line, it says, Shiru Lanu Mishir Tzion, they claim to us, we want you to sing Shir Tzion, and our response is, Eichna Shir, Shir Hashem. How can we sing the Shir of Hashem? It's two different Shirs. Shirim, right? So one is referring to that they want you to sing the song of the country, the Malbim says. And we say, no, the song of a country, of our country, is actually the song of Hashem, where we speak about Nevuah, we speak about Nisim, Ruach HaKodesh, Kavod HaTorah, all these things. That's what Shir, that's what our songs are like, unlike the songs you have in your foreign countries. And therefore, if I forget Yerushalayim, I should forget my right hand, which means whatever my right hand can do, it should forget all of its skills, says the Malbim. Tidbak l'shonu l'chiki, my tongue should stick to my mouth, and my ability to speak. If I'm not going to remember Yerushalayim, then I should have no ability to speak. If I don't actually put Yerushalayim on top of everything else that I actually do. And then we said, Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom. So here, this is what we're up to right now. If I remember Yerushalayim and I mourn for it, so to Hashem will do the same. To remember what Edom is referring to, Esav did. That's referring to the Romans, second base of Migdash, who they want to destroy it. Bas Bavel Hashduda. Bavel, who is the Shduda, which means the Miloshan Shadida Vegezel, the terrible ones over here. Ashrei Sheishamach, praiseworthy are you, Hashem, who has paid them back, says the Malbim. Because Koresh went and desolated the people who went and took over Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, Eskimulechshem Gamatalim. The same way they did it with sinna, with hatred and terrible venom. So too, you paid them back to those that took over Babylon. Ashrei sheyochez v'nifes es aleich el hasala. Praiseworthy is those who grab the young ones and smash them on the rocks in the same way they did to us. In the same way you do actually to them. What's interesting to note is Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom. The Targum here translate Amar Michael Rabba La'ama de Edom. Michael, the master of Yerushalayim, Rabba de Yerushalayim, master of Yerushalayim, Itkar Hashem La'ama de Edom. He says, Michael, who's master of Yerushalayim, who controls all Yerushalayim, he says, remember that which Edom did on that day that they destroyed Yerushalayim. And then the next pasuk, Bats Bavel Hashduda. Amar Gavriel, Rabba Ditzion, the leading spiritual force of Zion, Le'uma Bavlisa, he says over to the Babylonians, Bizosi Tavle di Shalem Loch, and the fact that the way they repaid you on this, you're deserving of all these things. It's interesting over here, the conversation is not actually B'nai Yisrael's conversation that we're having with Hashem, it's actually a conversation of the Malachim that they're presenting over here. So we mentioned the Malbim. We also mentioned the Radak has a fundamentally different approach to this idea. The Radak's approach is actually referring to the pain that the Levim are going through, and therefore they're the ones that seek the vengeance, because they're the ones that are going through the actual experiences right now. Whereas, according to the Malbim, it's not actually referring to those people. It's referring to, could be a generation later, or even more. Because now they're sitting, and they have all the wealth that they have all the things that they have, and we could easily just get lost in our wealth and our freedoms that we have in our foreign country, and yet nonetheless we still remember Yerushalayim. So it's actually, the way they present it is two different time frames of people that present this, but nonetheless, this is a minhag that we have in your benchers. It says, on Chol we say this Tehillim, Kofalam Azayin. For some reason, you rarely see people saying it, but even though it's in the bench, you say it every weekday. Nonetheless, most of us try to see if we can say it during the 9 days, because it's obviously a reference to the destruction of the first and second base Hamigdash.